Hello everyone, Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Parashat Toledot. And in this week's parasha, we have the very interesting story of Yitzchak wanting to give the bracha to his firstborn son Esav, and not to give to the special blessing to his secondborn son Yaakov. And the question is why? We know that Yaakov and Esav being twins, Yaakov was a tzaddik. Yaakov was very righteous, always learning Torah, always going the ways of Hashem. And Esav, on the other hand, was very wicked. The way the Chachamim explained it, Esav was doing some of the most gravest sins that the Torah has to offer. Why would Yitzchak want to give the blessing to Esav? Give the blessing to Yaakov. Your intention should be that the child who is going in the right direction should be the one that you give your blessing, that all of the children should come from him and the lineage should continue through him. So why did Yitzchak want to give the blessing to Esav? And I think maybe if we explain an explanation as to why Yitzchak wanted to do such a thing, we can learn a life lesson that each and every one of us has to take. And that is the following. Yitzchak understood that Esav was someone that was deviating from the correct path, was not on the correct path. Whereas Yaakov was somebody that was following the Torah and mitzvot, was following Hashem's path. So now Yitzchak has a choice to make. Either I can give all my attention to Yaakov, and he'll continue going in that path, and I'll lose Esav. Or Yaakov will continue anyway, because he has the right head on his shoulders. But Esav, maybe he needs more attention. So Yitzchak says, you know what, let me give him the bracha. Let me tell him how much I love him and give him the blessing. Why? So that I show him that love, compassion, and attention, and maybe I can bring him back. And I think this idea of showing the attention to those who need it is so very important. And I think this happens in maybe each and every family, each and every community, and any situation a person may be in. You will always have times where there will be one person who's doing great and one person who's not doing so great, not acting in the ways they should be. And a person as a parent or a teacher or anything of that like has to be able to recognize that and not try to deter the person who is acting wrongly or misbehaving, but rather try to show them more love, show them more attention, more compassion to bring them back. The only way a person like that will be able to bring them back is through the love and through the compassion. And I think that's the lesson Yitzchak is trying to teach us. He wants to give the blessing to Esav to try to bring him back, to take him back onto the right path. And that was really his true intention as to why he wanted to give Esav the blessing. May we all learn this lesson, always show attention to those who need it, and may we bring all of Am Yisrael back on the right path, going closer and closer to Hashem. Shabbat Shalom Mevorach.